Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Sefer Chai B'Tefillah compares a person who doesn't take advantage of the gift of prayer to a 20-year-old boy who has a father that's a billionaire, but the boy, lo aleinu, has a memory disorder, and he forgets basic information about his life. When he needs something and he doesn't have the money for it, he goes to people begging them for charity. His friends stop him and say, "Your father has all the money you need. He wants to help you. Just go ask him." But the next day he forgets, and again he goes collecting. So too, people learn about how much Hashem has and how much He wants to help them and that He's their father, but somehow they forget and they seek their help elsewhere. We have many needs. The most important need is our spiritual well-being, and prayer can help us with that too. The Chazon Ish was a giant in Torah. His logic was penetrating. His knowledge was mind-boggling. And his brother, Rav Meir Karelitz, testified that the greatness of the Chazon Ish in Torah came because of his prayer for it. The Chazon Ish, as a young boy, was an average student. But he begged Hashem in the Beracha of Honen Hada'at that Hashem should grant him wisdom. And Hashem granted him his request. He used that wisdom to plummet into the depths of Torah day and night. He never stopped learning until he became the Gadol Hador. His brother also said he remembers how they used to learn Gemara together with Rishonim. And when they got stuck on a Tosafot or on another Rishon, the Chazon Ish would stop, close his Gemara, and say, "Let's go and ask Hashem for help to open our eyes to understand these holy words." And they would each go to a different corner and say Tehillim with a humble spirit, requesting Hashem's assistance. Then they would go back to their Gemaras and try again, and everything would be clear. Prayer could help us with learning Torah. It could help us reach high levels in religion. Rabbi Dessler wrote, if a person prays to be closer to Hashem, he could instantly jump levels in spirituality. He can break barriers between him and Hashem, and he could purify his soul. If someone is falling to a certain temptation, he could cry out to Hashem to help him overcome it. The Sefer Chasidim writes, people pray for help when something is temporarily hurting them. Shouldn't they for sure pray to Hashem for help to protect them from sin, whose damage is much more severe? Parents want their children to go in the ways of Hashem and become great in Torah. They could help their children immensely if they would pray for their success. The Stipler used to say, sometimes we see a Torah giant emerge from a simple home with no other Torah scholars. This, he says, is because the person's grandmother or great-grandmother prayed for her children to become Talmidei Chachamim. And if it didn't help her own children, it helped her grandchildren. Every prayer accomplishes something. A mother could stand by the Shabbat candles or in her Amidah and pray and give new strengths to her children that they were not born with. A father can pray for his and his entire family's spiritual well-being. Let us not miss this golden opportunity to receive help from the only one who can help and the one who wants to help most. The Chazon Ish compiled a prayer that a parent could say on behalf of his or her child in Shema Kolenu in the Amidah. And this is what he wrote. Yehi rason melefanecha Hashem Elokai veloke avotai. Sheterahem al bini. And then we say the child's name. V'tahafoch et levavo le'ahava ul'yira et shemecha. V'lishkod v'toratecha ha'kedosha v'tasir melefanav kol hasibot hamon'ot oto mishkidat toratecha ha'kedosha v'tachin et kol hasibot hameviot le'toratecha ha'kedosha. the more sincere our prayers are, the more effective they will be. Have a great day.